Steve Trinity Resources, ISE3, Listening 7. You're going to hear a talk about technology. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then, I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? 2021 will maybe go down in history as the year of the COVID vaccine. But another notable event of the year was the spectacular rise of NFTs, non-fungible tokens. The basic idea is that an NFT is a certificate confirming ownership of a digital asset. But there's a bit more to it than that. What we consider normal works of art are valuable because they are unique. Van Gogh only painted his sunflowers once, which is why the piece sold in 1987 for nearly $100 million, adjusting for inflation. The problem is that a JPEG of Van Gogh's sunflowers can be perfectly copied millions of times. And the same is true of any digital art. The technological leap that has taken place this year is using blockchain to make an uncopyable certificate stating someone owns the original piece of digital art. A record of ownership is saved on the blockchain, which cannot be changed by any single computer, as it consists of thousands or even millions of computers working together. A good analogy might be to consider a signed photo. Anyone can copy the photo, and it would be physically identical, but the signature means you know yours was the original. Many digital artworks have sold for millions of dollars this year, and a new story pops up every week about something turning into an NFT. When Beeple's digital art, entitled The First 5,000 Days, sold for $70 million, heads were raised and critics of NFTs became quite vocal. Traditional auction houses such as Christie's and Sotheby's question the value of something that they said doesn't really exist, you can't hold in your hands. The energy requirements and resulting environmental consequences of carrying out the mathematical operations to run the blockchain have also been a source of comment from those not convinced by NFTs. But this is a young technology and will become more efficient. There's no doubt to me that NFTs are the future. To compare it to a traditional work of art, Van Gogh's work is just canvas and paint. It only has the value we assign to it. Similarly, NFTs are a clever and useful way of ensuring we can put a price on the digital things we consider valuable. In a digital world, it makes sense. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you to tell me how the speaker evaluates NFTs and whether he reaches a conclusion. Are you ready? 2021 will maybe go down in history as the year of the COVID vaccine. But another notable event of the year was the spectacular rise of NFTs, non-fungible tokens. The basic idea is that an NFT is a certificate confirming ownership of a digital asset. But there's a bit more to it than that. What we consider normal works of art are valuable because they are unique. Van Gogh only painted his sunflowers once, which is why the piece sold in 1987 for nearly $100 million, adjusting for inflation. The problem is that a JPEG of Van Gogh's sunflowers can be perfectly copied millions of times. And the same is true of any digital art. The technological leap that has taken place this year is using blockchain to make an uncopyable certificate stating someone owns the original piece of digital art. A record of ownership is saved on the blockchain, which cannot be changed by any single computer, as it consists of thousands or even millions of computers working together. A good analogy might be to consider a signed photo. Anyone can copy the photo, and it would be physically identical, but the signature means you know yours was the original. Many digital artworks have sold for millions of dollars this year, and a new story pops up every week about something turning into an NFT. When Beeple's digital art, entitled The First 5,000 Days, sold for $70 million, heads were raised and critics of NFTs became quite vocal. Traditional auction houses such as Christie's and Sotheby's question the value of something that they said doesn't really exist. You can't hold in your hands. the energy requirements and resulting environmental consequences of carrying out the mathematical operations to run the blockchain have also been a source of comment from those not convinced by NFTs. But this is a young technology and will become more efficient. There's no doubt to me that NFTs are the future. To compare it to a traditional work of art, Van Gogh's work is just canvas and paint. It only has the value we assign to it. Similarly, NFTs are a clever and useful way of ensuring we can put a price on the digital things we consider valuable. In a digital world, it makes sense. Now tell me how the speaker evaluates NFTs and whether he reaches a conclusion. You have 1 minute to talk.